And today in All Tech, considered the cutting edge of storytelling. At the Sundance Film Festival this year, there's a section called New Frontier. It's devoted to virtual reality, experiences that make you feel like you're suddenly transported to another place. NPR's Mondalit Del Barco is in Park City, Utah, checking things out.
Creators at Sundance's New Frontier Showcase are demonstrating what they call immersive experiences. You put on virtual reality goggles and headphones, and it's like you're physically in a movie. You can run through a leafy forest, you can walk through epic natural environments, or escape giant attacking Japanese monsters. One of the most popular projects at New Frontier is called Birdly, a flight simulator for the 21st century. You get to be a bird. I try it out, stretching face down on what's sort of like a horizontal massage chair. My hands are strapped into paddles to flap my wings, rising and diving, soaring through the sky like a hawk.
Whoa. So I'm flying over downtown San Francisco right now. I can see all the buildings. There's a bird flying right next to me. Oh, my God.
A fan blows the wind into my face and hair, and through the goggles, I'm in the sky.
This is kind of scary.
Birdly is headed up by Max Reiner at the Zurich University of the Arts.
Flying is, of course, one of the oldest dreams of the humans. And so we try to incorporate this kind of feeling and experience, a flying simulator like you do when you're dreaming.
Other installations are more like nightmares. One computer-generated project by former journalist Noni de la Peña puts you on the streets of Syria as it gets bombed. Another project by performance artist Oscar Raby places you in front of a scene his father witnessed in 1973 during the regime of Augusto Pinochet, a mass execution of 15 prisoners.
This is Santa Lucia Hill, right on this spot.
My father was an army officer and part of the military dictatorship in Chile. When I was 16 years old, he told me the story of that day.
Raby says in this piece he hopes to reflect on and even revise history. Last summer, his father tried it out.
When he finished, he took the mask off, looked at me very seriously, and told me, "You changed it." And then he hugged me. And I realized that he meant that I changed the memory of that day. I gave him another version of the same day.
Shari Freelo is a senior programmer for Sundance. She curated the New Frontier program and says this intersection of real life and virtual reality is meant to spark conversations.
To let VR break through our tribal lizard brains and tap into something that is really vulnerable. So when we take those goggles off, you know, we're in an elevated state of consciousness. You know, I don't know how else to say it. And then we can offer that to one another.
Most of these projects are still in the developmental stage, though at least one will be for sale this spring. That is a virtual reality game based on the Iranian Revolution of 1979.
We can force change on this brutal and illegal regime.
This game is the creation of Navid Kunsari. He worked on big video games like Grand Theft Auto and L.A. Noir, so he has a strong sense of how to create cityscapes. In this game, you're placed in the midst of street protests, and you go through a tough interrogation. Kunsari says he wanted to create empathy for the people who lived through this.
I really believe if you can spend time in another person's shoes, you have a great understanding for their experiences, and that's certainly part of our goal here.
But the true test of these virtual reality projects will be whether people will actually want to pay money to experience any of this. Mondalit Del Barco, NPR News, at the Sundance Film Festival in Park City, Utah.